Hello, sir. So I'm gonna talk with this guy. He is not despicable. He is not Gru. This is Drew Chen. Hello, Drew.
I see what you did there. Very well, very well. How's everything going over at Oz?
Good? It's all good, I guess.
All good?
All good. But the COVID is rising again in Singapore, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So are you guys going to lock down again or?
A little bit. I think, you know, with Singapore, we try and be a little bit preventative. So I think it's more of a like a precaution, but I think it's pretty okay. We're pretty used to doing everything from home anyway. How has it been over in where you are with the radio and with all of your work?
The show must go on.
Yes. Show
we keep working every day. No, not really every day, but yeah, the announcer is airing every day. But we got vaccinated already. Have you?
Yes. Very nice. Were you sleepy after the vaccination? Did you get sleepy?
A bit, but I'm always sleepy.
Oh no.
I can never sleep early. So yeah.
Got you.
At all.
Oh wow.
Well, Drew.
Got you.
You've been releasing a new single.
Yes, sir.
It's
Eiffel Tower.
What is it about?
It's about the I am actually very frightened of heights, so
so it's literally the lyrics is literally you.
Well, you see, the key lyric, the song is written based off of the line that goes, it's all because of your love. It's got me higher than the Eiffel Tower, right? And the two sides of the coin, you know, obviously, you know, the affection can and that sort of emotion can get you very high. But at the same time, for me, I'm scared of heights. So there's two sides of it. And I think the song mostly talk about you know, vulnerability, and sometimes you never know what's going to happen. You could fall or you could have a great experience. So, you know, you never know. And, but still, despite that, you know, you only live once. So sometimes you just have to take a chance. And, yeah, ultimately, I think the song is about, you know, take a chance, you know, be brave even when you're, you know, scared.
Scared.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
To the song, and it's very beautifully lyric wise and music wise. It's you did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Really, I mean,
it's not only me, you know, it's a good team, so it's a team effort. And, you know, it just so happened that I'm use my voice, but everyone else is, you know, important part of the team. I co-wrote the song with this great artist called his name is Joel Tan, but he goes by the artist name Gentle Bones.
You work with Joel?
So Gentle Bones, so he's a very talented songwriter, and
I know.
So I wrote that line, and I actually wrote another song, but it had the line in it about the Eiffel Tower, and he was like, oh, you got to turn this into a whole new song, you know, it's got to be called Eiffel Tower. And I was like, oh, that's pretty catchy. Okay. And then we sat down and you know, like I wrote some parts, he wrote some parts, we put it together, and so it's a team effort. And then, you know, we get together with a bunch of other people as well, you know, to put a video together, put a, you know, artworks together and whatnot. Definitely a team effort.
So that's teamwork, but it's all back to you, Drew. Anyway, please tell Joel Oz Radio sending a warm hi.
Oh yeah. We'll do. Definitely. He's always, I mean, he is so creative, you know, he comes up with so much music, and we, you know, all of us just work together, support each other.
Anyway, Drew, actually, it's a beautiful lyrically, and it's beautiful to bring Eiffel Tower, but do you have any intention about this Eiffel Tower? Is it your personal experience or is it just Eiffel Tower? Why didn't you use Burj Khalifa instead? It's way higher.
Why didn't I use which one? Sorry,
Burj Khalifa.
Ah, oh, I could even use the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah, Twin Towers.
Patronus.
Why did you use Eiffel Tower?
That's a very good question. Maybe I should have wrote another song using a different high point. But I think there's a part of me wants to visit France, and you know, I think about the imagery of you know, France commonly associated with something that's very romantic. And, you know, they've got so much amazing food and culture, you know, artworks and things like that, even music, you know. So to me, it brings that sort of imagery if I think about it. You know, that's just something that, came to mind.
So you've been there. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
But I can imagine how beautiful Paris when I listen to your song, man.
Yeah, you know, just I love to see the world once we can travel again, you know. It's very difficult, yeah, but hopefully once in a lifetime. Yeah.
Once in a lifetime. Anyway, about the Twin Tower, I think you should go with this words. We are like Twin Tower. We're always together, but we can never be one.
You presented me with a challenge to use that in a song. That's a new song, not Eiffel Tower. It's part two. It's called Twin Tower.
I can't. Anyway, Drew,
have to film it in Malaysia.
Yeah, Drew, do you play TikTok?
Sometimes. Yeah. I like to try, you know, duets, or I like to try. Sometimes a beat maker challenge or, you know, some fun stuff. What about you?
I don't really play TikTok. I don't know where to buy the account, a TikTok account. Well, Drew, I don't have TikTok, so I haven't seen your TikTok. Have you duet or stitch? Yeah, stitch Jacob Collier.
Oh my goodness, Jacob Collier is—he's a stone cold genius.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He hears like better than a dog. You know, I mean, he's incredible.
Why I'm asking the question is, Jacob Collier made a video with Overjoyed instrument, Stevie Wonder.
Overjoyed.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder. So that's I'm asking you. Have you do that?
You did your research. You did a lot of research.
No.
Amazing.
So if you haven't done it yet, the Overjoyed, maybe you can sing for us now.
That's a really, really good idea. Let me look up the words. Man, I love that song so much, I tell you. Are you a Stevie Wonder fan?
Yeah. I love him. He's great.
Like, great. Very superstitious. I like that too. Okay. Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two. Though you never knew you were my reason, I've gone much too far for you now to say, got to throw my castle away. For my dreams to come true, overjoyed, over love, over me. Yeah.
There you go. Really, man, you have to do the TikTok. You have to do it. Jacob Collier.
Yeah, man. Why not? Okay. I'll check it out, man. Check it out.
Because I'll be
all right, brother. Soon. Challenge.
Anyway, Drew, this is our first time talking. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
As long as I knew, you are actually an Australian.
I was born. That's right. That's right.
When did you move? Why?
1998. When I was a little kid. So I was born in Melbourne and moved to. Actually, my parents are both from Malaysia. By birth, you know. So my mom from Kuala Lumpur and my dad from up north, Ipoh. So, and then they had me when I was in Australia. They had me in Australia. So I was growing up as an Australian, and we moved to Singapore together as a family for work. And so I ended up growing up there, and now I'm still here. But over the years, I spent about 5 years or so over in Australia to work and to like study, you know, things like that. Yeah. So,
but you've just said something about study, and I know something about that. I heard
you. Yeah.
I heard that you reject a music scholarship from Berkeley. Is that true?
That's true. That's a long time ago. That was 2009. I auditioned.
Why is that?
Okay, basically what happened was that I was halfway through my studies and they had this like a traveling audition type thing. So they would come and just hold the audition. I was studying in this place called Brisbane, Queensland in Australia, and they had the audition over in Sydney. So I just thought, just for the fun of it, you know, I'm going to go and see what's happened to challenge to see if I can make the cuts. So I went in there and I had my portfolio, and I just basically, the audition was like a jam session. It was just jamming. It was essentially you go and jam with the professors, you know, with the lecturers. So I went and jammed with them, and it was good fun. I sang like Marvin Gaye. I did a whole bunch of songs, you know, for them, and it was really good. We had a good time, you know. And after 1 month after that, I got a letter. It said I got in. I wasn't really expecting anything, but it said that I got in and I got the scholarship. Not a full ride. If it was a full ride scholarship, I probably would have gone for it. It was a half 50%. It was a half deal, you know. I could have pushed for it, but I think at the time I thought, you know, even if it's half, it's still a bit expensive, especially to go to the America. So I wasn't really comfortable with that. And eventually, I just said, you know what, I'm just going to finish what I have now. You know, that's fine. And if the opportunity comes again in the future, I'll go. You know, but right now, I'm actually on the other side of the situation, because I'm actually also a lecturer. I'm also a teacher. So So there's a couple of things, you know. I really love education. You know, it's just about, for me, I love to see other young people, you know, young students, talented people come up into the industry to be able to change, you know, the arts industry, you know, in Asia, in the world. And for me, it's very important to inspire them and motivate them on their journey. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to join your class someday, Mr. Chen. So what's coming next from you?
Okay. For me, okay. So I love to experiment, you know. As an arts practitioner, you know, I love to try all the different flavors, you know, of music and food. So basically, I'm experimenting, you know, with different genres.
Okay.
You know, of music. Just try different things. Maybe try some indie, maybe try something more electronic, maybe try some other styles, you know? And so whenever we make new song, I like to try a challenge, you know, like let's try something new. Yeah. It's still going to be me because I'm singing it and I'm producing it and writing the lyrics, whatnot. So at the end of the day, it's like a dabble in the new genre. Keep people guessing, you know, make sure that it's never the same. Yeah. But so that's it. That's what I got going on.
Man, give me spoilers. I mean, is it a new single? Is it a collaboration?
Oh, it's both, man. It's everything. Have to wait and see. But it'll be, I think I cover all of the above.
Now you're being a mysterious guy, Mr. Chen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. So yeah, once again, congratulations for your single Eiffel Tower, and I can't wait for your next work and also your TikTok duet with Jacob Collier.
Sure thing. I just want to say thank you so much to, you know, Oz and to yourself, you know, like thank you for spending the time, you know, to do an interview and to listen to the music. Okay. Have a wonderful day ahead.
Yeah, have a nice day too. Okay. Bye, Drew.
Thank you.
See you when I see you.